Do you have any question this morning? That is good. No question. You could shout. Everyone familiar with Friddaya Sutra, Friddaya. Soul or Heart Sutra. Holy words. This Heart Sutra, we have a few different texts. Condensed Mahayana teaching in which the observation of relativity in the phenomenal world. The rule of relativity was observed. The setup of the sutra is kind of dramatic. You don't know what's going on. Is it Avalokiteshvara's teaching or Buddha's teaching, or according to Shariputra's mind state teaching came revealed? We don't know what's going on. No eyes, no ears, no nose. You count those strange phrases. What does that mean? While we are in the actual living suffering, you say there's no suffering, no origin of suffering. You're telling a lie, so to speak, when you chant. Somewhat the sutra, Friddaya Sutra, condensed to Buddhist teaching in such short recitable sutra, easy to memorize. It's come from many hundred volumes of Prajna Paramita teaching. Prajna paramita is a prajna, excellent wisdom, which go beyond suffering of dualism we are caught up with. Sutra speak of Buddha's samadhi. He was into samadhi. In that samadhi, Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara and all images of Bodhisattvas, Shravaka. Shravaka is people who listen Buddha's teaching. Shri Shravaka is the people who actually had the opportunity to hear the Buddha's voice and teaching in their heart. Pratyeka Buddha is another kind of sage who accomplish their practice in this life basically alone, without ongoing relationship with teacher. Pratyeka Buddha, like free thinker, free practicers. Shravaka, Pratyeka, and many of Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas. Bodhisattvas, like awakening being, Mahasattvas is awakened being. Maha is a limitless being. Usually you say Bodhisattva, Mahasattva as a pair of concepts. One is striving for absolute perfection. One is Mahasattva, is one who didn't die, didn't finish their life even after Mahabodhi, great awakening. They stay among people, come back to people and live with people, Mahasattva. This movement of Mahayana practices, teachings appear around Christ time and India was very much in chaos. Many foreign tribes invading from high countries, from far west, from east. Many big change were happening at that time. And Within Buddhist practice, within Hindu practice, there were great confusion at that time. Ordinary people couldn't relate with Buddhist teaching unless you are officially ordained as a, or initiated as a Buddhist society, Hindu generation. So basically, out of necessity of the society, which was very chaotic state, many wars, invading battles, protecting battles were going on. In the midst of danger, people start to perceive the possibility of survival. Instead of just get crazy about situation. Or being influenced by circumstance and become part of destruction, destructive energy. You like seeing truth of relativity, which we say interdependent existence. This is not denial of traditional religious faith, especially to the being of Absolute. It is not set forth to against the religious doctrine, but simply what you have gotten was realized. But what kind of mind is observing the truth of relativity? It's one thing we have to pay attention, which appears as a state of samadhi of Shakyamuni Buddha. In the samadhi of Shakyamuni, profound view of co-depending origination, how things are existing, is observed. So Avalokiteshvara, who is not of course, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is one of representative image of Mahayana Buddhist, full of compassion, all-sided knowledge, four-sided knowledge. What is that? Full of compassion. It's a boundless energy to share with people, with situation. Doesn't need to be a man or a woman. It's according to the action it manifests. You look sutra again and see what's going on. In the end, Buddha confirmed that as if he said Avalokiteshvara taught properly. Main subject is emptiness. Emptiness. Big subject. We don't get into that. Word emptiness. Closest English word. Shunyata is a word in Sanskrit. Shunyata. Shunya is a mathematical word. It is something remind you zero in terms of foundation of all numbers possible to be measured from or measured toward zero. Original point, which doesn't have a point, but it is an active place, so to speak. Things are able to exist. It has time and place contained in it. It's not like a vacuum. When things appear, things are destroyed immediately. It's not void or akasha, space where nothing can exist. You may imagine that the existing world as it is captured by a mind which can see its nature and nature of the things. Very strange situation we are in. But here, as a kind of small, like theater-like setup, no Buddha is there and into meditation. And in the meditation, this teaching appear. So we have problem, no? Where we are at in relationship with sutra contents of sutra. Every theory, Buddhist theories, developed over 500 years before the sutra, all drawn into this discourse of sutra. Four Noble Truths, 12 course of Pratitya Samyutpada, co-depending origination, and cessation process of 12 causation, and 18 realms of our experiential field. 18 is 3 times 6. 6, 5 aggregate and manovijnana, consciousness, mind consciousness, that's 6. And object of 5 indriya, 6 consciousness, it's again counted. And then seeing, tasting, so for 6, the function of this 5 aggregate and 6 of consciousness. So makes 18. Those are all from Abhidharma teaching. In Chinese tradition, we say, "Mu." Do you? You have heard. Everyone read this word mu. Mu is another word of shunyata. The translation of shunyata into Chinese is ku. Ku is same character as sky, blue sky, nothing in it but a blue empty space. But for daily use of word, mu was more closer to our understanding. Mu literally mean nothing, no existence, no thing is seen there. Nothing. But this is a strange word. We have this kind of ability to see or to understand that there is such thing, nothing. Even you don't quite able to experience it as existing dynamic. It's absurd to experience nothing. So what we are always looking for, or even end up seeing its final knowledge is this, nothing. We want to have something, you know, something tasty or eatable, or something make you blissful, peaceful, exciting, something useful, so to speak, for your being. But nothing doesn't make sense. This shows the truth of existing entity as a relative condition.